It was just over a year or so ago that Dr. Linda Silver came in and took over the reins as CEO of the Perot Museum, the Eugene McDermott CEO of the Perot Museum, and she joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me back.
So now you, well, the thing is I want to see what you found.
Yes.
Because you came in, your fresh eyes on a facility that's been open, for 6 years, I guess.
It'll be 6 years in December.
And the place has appeared to be very successful, but I would think that it was about time for some fresh eyes.
I think so. The organization has been successful since opening, absolutely. There's a tremendous vision that's been guiding it, and there was a strategic plan that was put in place but hadn't necessarily been launched. So my opportunity was to come in and to launch that strategic plan.
But I would think that you have enough data after, it was 5 years when you came in. Mm-hmm. There'd be enough data about how it's used, and is it being underutilized, and is it being used efficiently, and is it just kids, or is it all people from out of town, and what gaps need to be filled, that sort of thing.
Sure. So we have spent a lot of time looking at that, not just at the Perot Museum, but also industry-wide, understanding what it is that drives people to make decisions to come to museums, who they come with, how much time they spend there, and what they want to see when they are there. And so we've put a lot of new programs in place over the course of the last year, reorganized our team to better be able to respond to our audience. And I hope what people have seen over the course of the last year is that there is always something new to do at the Perot.
So are you, do you fill a need, or can you, in marketing terms, can you create demand?
I think we do create demand. I think that there's a need to be fulfilled. People are looking for things to do with their families, with their friends, with their loved ones. We give them a wonderful place to come together to create memories. And while they're doing that, also learn something new, see something new, or experience something new.
And of course, that's the challenge, is you've got to have, it can't just be the same old dinosaur bones all the time.
It cannot be. And so we have a very aggressive program of bringing new traveling exhibitions in, of refreshing our own halls so that they will never get to be 20 years old, dusty and old, and then developing programs that we think will continue to drive people back to see us more than once a year.
And you've had a lot of support for the community. I know, in fact, just Tuesday you announced talk about it. A new initiative, is that what it is for STEM?
It's an expanded initiative. So it's something that we're really, really proud of. For the last four summers, we've been able to increase access to individuals who can't necessarily afford to purchase a ticket to come into the Perot Museum. So we've had this wonderful program called Community Partners that runs every summer, Memorial Day through Labor Day. Mm-hmm. And if you're on financial aid, whether that's state or federal, each member of your family gets in for $1. Both to general admission $1, and if you want to see our traveling exhibition show, it's an additional $1. We also allow all of our military, retired or active, and our first responders into the museum for free, and then their families receive discounts. It's a program that has had demand grow over the course of the last 5 years, and we've served about 47,000 people through that program over the last four summers. What we're able to do now with a very, very generous gift from Margot and Ross Perot is to expand that program year-round.
Oh, really?
Yes. And so all of those first responders, all of those folks who have served in our military or are serving now will get in free year-round. Their families will receive discounts. And again, anybody on state or federal aid will be able to come into the museum for just $1.
And it's nice to see the Perots are staying engaged, too.
They're staying engaged. It was very important to them that everyone in North Texas have access to the Perot Museum of Nature and Science, and this gift is going to allow for that.
Yeah, that's fine. So tell me about the plant that you inherited. Is it the physical plant? But it's a mammoth thing, and it's spread all over. Is it what you need? Is it enough space?
It is a beautiful building, and the 11 galleries are serving the numbers that we have right now. Although we would love to be able to grow those numbers. So we had 858,000 people through our doors last year. We serve over 1 million when you talk about the individuals that we serve off-site as well. But for the first time in 5 years, our attendance has started to grow, as well as our membership base has started to grow. So I would like to say that our building is well situated for the numbers that we're getting now, but as we start to grow that audience, we might be looking at different ways of serving them in a larger footprint potentially.
You know, it's interesting. You've also covered along just at the time that the area is growing again, that Victory is finally, you know, achieving the status that everybody thought that it would. And, you know, it's sort of a work-live play area. Now they're the West End is being developed or redeveloped right across from you. I mean, you're an important neighbor in that. So does that hurt you or help you? I mean, are they taking all your parking spaces away?
Not at all. And it really, really helps us. We're excited to be in conversation with a lot of the neighbors around us in terms of what we think is going to happen over the course of the next 3 to 5 years. We want to be at the leading edge of that conversation so that we aren't catching up to some of the development that's going on longer term. We want to be right in there in that conversation, and so far we have been. We're excited. It's being in downtown Dallas, I think I said this to you last time, I was surprised by the number of cranes that I saw when I came into the region, and that it really rivaled Dubai at that moment. And that momentum has just kept going. And so a rising tide, you know, lifts all boats, and we're one of those boats.
So one of the last things, so you inherited a bunch of traveling shows are already booked, because these things are booked like 2 and 3 years ahead of time.
Sometimes they are. Sometimes they aren't.
Sometimes they're not. what's your stamp going to be? What have you got? Can you give us a tease of what's coming?
Absolutely. Well, one thing that I'm really proud of that we've done over the course of the last year is we've launched 2 new centers of excellence.
So what does that mean?
So we have created centers where the Perot Museum is going to distinguish ourselves as a global leader in areas of content. So we've created a partnership around human origins with the paleoanthropologist Lee Berger. We've signed a memorandum of understanding with the university in South Africa. We have fully launched a center for the exploration of the human journey. Opened in May, a brand new gallery that features all of this work, and we are essentially the global dissemination point for all of science education and communication around this topic related to Lee and 160 other paleoanthropologists in the world. So that's just one center of excellence that we've launched, and we're lucky that we've been able to staff that up over the course of the last year. We've also, a month later, launched a brand new center of excellence around the content area of gems and minerals. And so you'll be seeing...
That's a big North Texas thing.
It's a big North Texas thing. So you'll be seeing significantly more in terms of what we're doing with education programs around this topic, and also some enhancements to that hall, the Lida Hill Gems and Mineral Hall, starting in January of next year. So we've launched these 2 centers of excellence, starting to raise our reputation on not just the regional or national scale, but on the global scale of what we can contribute to the conversation in those areas of science. So content and content dissemination, really important to us.
It sounds like you're liking this job.
You
sound like it's fun.
You know what? You don't get into science museums or museums in general not to have fun. We are a fun place to work. We have an amazing team. And the work that we do is really important. And so you get rewarded daily.
And we appreciate the fact that it's not just the same old bones all the time. Is a dynamic institution. Linda Silver, Dr. Linda Silver, is the Eugene McDermott Chief Executive Officer at the Perot Museum. And it's good to have you back.
Great to be back. Thank you for having me.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.